that pulled the wrong valve.
That's true. That's true.
And you don't know Robin Williams.
Something end up in the tub that shouldn't have, Rob.
Oh, I have done that, yes. It was just Zoe's clothes that got a little disturbed.
You watched it happen, didn't you?
No, I just, after like 2 or 3 days, like, why is it stinking here so bad? When we realized the tub was had backed up, if you will.
Oh, goody.
Oh, man.
That was in the trade wind when you pulled the 60 trade wind when you I told you there were, you know, that plunger you pull straight up and down, Colin, like on your trailer. Well, when I pulled that up and down, there's another valve outside I didn't know about. So when I pulled that up, it went into the main pipe and fed
Oh, fed the gray.
fed the gray. Or nope. Well, 60, there was I didn't have a gray.
No, but it fed the gray tube.
Right. Right back up into the bathtub.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Especially when all of Zoe's clothes are in the bottom of the tub.
Now,
Oh,
Rob,
that's a great
there's a
one.
lot better way to recycle water and stuff to reuse for wash water and stuff. You need to rethink
Yeah.
your scenario here.
Let me just tell you, that was an expensive pull of the valve.
She wouldn't wear those clothes again, would she?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, I bet they were buried in his
The life of a vintage owner.
backyard. Yeah. All righty. What about Bob's other questions? I will start off with the gas line replacing the copper tubing. I know they come in different ratings. When I was researching it for my trailer, he's making me go back a little ways here. I know I found pretty common sizes or ratings were M and L and K. And jump in here anytime, Colin, if you need to. But M was for like refrigerator ice makers, really thin. I guess those ratings are the thickness of the wall of the tubing.
I guess it's pressure or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I get it at Lowe's.
So
it's a soft copper. And
yeah,
it's pretty thick.
The M, like I well, when I was researching it, the M was for like ice maker and stuff on your fridge. You definitely don't want to use that. And L was the medium thickness walled, which was pretty easy to work with. It was rated for gas. It was fine for water or gas. And then I think K was like the thickest. That was for really rigid piping. Not rigid pipe, but really thicker than the other two.
Yeah, K is for baseboard heat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't have much pressure going in there, you know. This is pretty minimal stuff. A lot less than any water lines are ever going to have.
Yeah.
Right, so you went with L?
I went with L just because it was the common one around here. If K was available and it was easy to work with, I didn't get a chance to try it. I might have gone with that. Mostly because it runs underneath the trailer and it would probably be to help deflect any debris a lot better. But I'd say stick with L or K if K is available.
Well, when we replace it, what came out of there is basically the same thing as what's going back in again. The only difference is ours isn't split. It's funny,
right,
I think
right.
we talked about this before, where it was surprising, you know, you always think about the water lines splitting in the trailer and leaking, but we've actually seen propane lines split underneath the trailer because at some point in their life the regulator was off or somehow or other water got into the system, and there's no drains on these things, and the propane lines were burst, or if they weren't burst, we found that the flare nuts had cracked. So people should really check these old fittings because, you know, literally the things tightened up. They looked pretty good, but they were that little cracks on every flare nut.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Be leery of the used fittings as well.
Yeah, that's like I told you many times, the stuff that came pouring out of mine, once I got all the old stuff out, you wouldn't want to reuse it. So best to put in all new valves. I know it's easy to say, just to say, yeah, do it. But it's not really that much money to do that if you're going to do it yourself.
Except if you've seen the copper prices these days.
I know they're going out. Some of the local bad guys, they're pulling out, taking out the bases of light poles with the power hooked to it, and they're unhooking the wires, hooking it to the back of their trucks, and driving off, getting out thousands of feet of.